So what do we do in this case, Rob? I mean, I'm obviously not gonna make people sit here all night waiting for him.
No, I mean, you can definitely give him a couple of minutes. I didn't see anything with the application that made it any very complicated, but.
Do we need them here to deal with this?
They're playing a bit there.
Yeah, it's not a, an apartment.
So I can go call them.
House.
Yeah.
You wanna see if you can.
Although, who knows, when the leaves roll off the tree? Yeah. It does. 35 feet to the road and 30 feet on the north side, and we don't need setback on the south side, so correct.
And they're applying for a grant from Columbia County for the accessory dwelling units, and one of the certifications they have to make to them is that it's zoning compliant for what they're trying to do. And I'm assuming Lee Heim would have, if they needed a variance, would have kicked it to us.
Yeah, I talked to him about it a little bit.
My concern is that our environmental issues, we hold held other applicants to, so we can't let this one go. And what is, and so, and there's not enough information here to be able to assess it. We really need to have a survey. But it looks like to me, without the survey, it's hard to tell, but it looks like to me that it is a steeply sloped site going to a regulated water body. So that has posed environmental regulations, and we need to find out how they're fine with that, have they looked at that.
I guess I hear Jessica's on the phone with someone. She was trying to reach them, so maybe we'll get them here. But based upon what you're stating, then we may need to, if they don't make it, we may need to adjourn it until they can make it.
I didn't get that.
I didn't have that.
Is there a survey available?
I didn't get that.
I didn't get that.
You must have gotten with half the house.
So that's the other project.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's not.
Like this.
Oh, that's the other.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not very good.
Well, it does show setback and all of that.
Yeah, but without the survey, you're just basing it on these red lines on a photograph, and that's, you really have to ask for a survey.
Is this a copy of the tax map?
I don't know. It's hard to tell.
Alright, so we do need to.
I suspect it is because it has the red lines on it.
That's what I was thinking.
But if they're gonna put in a structure, if it has a foundation or something to draw a building permit, they would need a survey mark for the foundation.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not familiar with the topography as Tom may be, so I don't know. You can obviously see it is near the water body.
Parts of it are the steeply sloped site. I can't tell because I don't have enough information. I need a survey.
So is it?
I left a message on both phone numbers.
Okay, so.
I left a message on both of their phone numbers, and they're unanswered.
I'd like to call them anyway.
Yeah, I guess you table it until they appear and you get more information. And, you know, let them know if you happen to speak to them that some of the members would like to see a survey, or perhaps they could plot it out and do a site visit.
What's a mini mass? Mini mass, ADU, I know that ADU, but what's a mass?
I assumed it's like a kit home or something like that.
That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, the application said that they emailed something in addition, but I didn't get that part.
Yeah.
So I guess we all need more information.
Yeah.
And there was a couple of questions on the environmental permit.
Motion to table?
All right, any motion to table?
Wait, I just have a question. Do you know, in filling out this whole form, anyone can do that?
They try.
Okay, there's some irregularities.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it was someone who may not have been familiar with it. We can always instruct them to use the EAF mapper as well, if you're familiar with that.
Yep.
Then they plug in the tax map parcel and it automatically flags any issues that DEC has in the database.
Right.
Really, that's what people should be doing, is using the EAF mapper. But many people don't know that. You're not accepting it yet as complete, so you do a motion to table the application pending the applicant appearing.
No. Do I need a motion to table? I have a motion to table. I need a second.
I second.
All right, a motion, a second to table until we can get the applicant in front of us. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passed. Stable. Tell them we'll get them on the November meeting. I mean, that's as soon as we can do it. We're not gonna do anything special when we should have been here. All right, Judy.
When's the next meeting?
November 19th.
Okay. I make a motion to adjourn.
Second. I have a motion to second to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Gary, we're done.
Good night, Philmont.